You're listening to SBS News.
Scott Martin is still scarred by the effects of working in the Defence Force. During 25 years in the Navy, he saw colleagues die on duty. Last year, he was medically discharged and diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. He says even the smallest things can upset him unexpectedly.
Anything can be a trigger. A crowd in a shopping centre. You'll do things like shop at Tuesday night at 12 o'clock, just to avoid that crowd.
Since returning to his hometown in Shoalhaven on the New South Wales south coast, he's been determined to get back on his feet. But one of his biggest challenges is finding employment. 3 months later, and he's still searching for a job, despite help from the Department of Veteran Affairs. Mr. Martin says not working just brings further problems.
If you're not working, you're not really fitting back into where you come from. And that's where, veterans get lost, and they find that, their anxiety is higher.
More than 5,500 people leave the armed forces every year, and many of them return to regional areas across Australia. Veterans experience a far higher rate of unemployment and underemployment than the national average, particularly in the months after their transition. Veterans advocates like Naruma RSL President Paul Naylor says there's a lack of support in regional areas to help former defence personnel find meaningful employment.
I'd like to see more DVA regional officers, more mobile units going around. We used to have mobile units coming down here from Wollongong. They'd let us know when they were coming. We'd let all the veterans know.
2 years ago, the Department of Veterans Affairs launched a special program to connect with corporations. Almost 60 businesses have signed up to the initiative. But Veterans Affairs Minister Darren Chester admits more could be done to encourage regional businesses to invest in returning military personnel.
One of our challenges, I think, is making sure that our communities understand the needs of a returning veteran, and that's important that we work with our communities in that regard. Making sure our small business communities in those regional areas are open to the idea of hiring a veteran.
It's assistance that many veterans say is urgently needed to make the return home easier. Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.